So there's actually a very nice memes in the Parsha to Sudas Vav Malka. And Yaakov Ruveni, you still learning Yaakov Ruveni? You don't know what it is?
I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that sound?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So in the beginning of the Parsha, so the Malachim come to Avram's house. And everybody knows what happens. So he quotes here in Yaakov Ruveni from Asar Ma'amaros. It says, sit down, have some bread, some water. So he says here, this is Malav Malka. It's Malav Malka. So he says about this, we're having Malav Malka with Avraham Avinu. That's what it says. And then he quotes it again. I'll get to the next thing momentarily. But he says that the Suda that Avram was having with these Malachim was Suda's Malav Malka. So we know that the Sfarim say that one of the Nyan and the Gemara says this, that you're supposed to have, by Malav Malka, you're supposed to have a hot drink. It's supposed to say, Chamin b'Motze Shabbos Malugma, that having a hot drink on Motze Shabbos is a refuah. Rashi says, either drinking a hot drink, or bathing in hot water, it's also, but just to be involved in hot water is a very important thing on Motze Shabbos. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say the reason why is because the loose bone in the body, which is where from all Tchiyas HaMeisim will come from, doesn't have any Hana from the entire week, except from Malav Malka. Not just Malav Malka, but from a hot drink of Malav Malka. So that if you want to give Chiyas, you want to give life to the bone, which is will be the root of your Tchiyas HaMeisim, so it only gets benefit either from the Sudas Malav Malka, or from a hot drink of Malav Malka. By Anmatsu Shabbos. So even those who mamash are not so makbid of Malav Malka, it's a din of the Gemara to have a hot drink. Anmatsu Shabbos is supposed to be a refuah. It's a big refuah. So if you take a look in the Parsha, what's the first thing that Avraham Avinu says to the Malachim when they come in? He says, Yukach no mat mayim. Have a little bit of water. Berach etzu aglichim, and wash your feet. Right? So here you have Rashi. Have a little bit of water to drink. Also to wash your feet. Meaning it's Malav Malka time. They come Malav Malka, he wants to give them. First thing he says, have a hot drink. That's the first thing he says. What you see also from the fact that that the Malachim come on Motzei Shabbos, it's a simon to the fact that when we bring in Shabbos, what happens? We say, Shalom Aleichem Malach Yasharis. And the Gemara says that two malachim escort you home from Friday night. One good malach and one bad malach. So if they come to your house and they see that the bed is set and the table is made and the candles are lit, so then the good malach forces and gives you a bracha, should be like that next week. And the bad malach has to say amen. But if not, then the reverse happens. And the bad malach will give you a curse. It should be like this again next week if he doesn't see anything set. And the good malach has to say amen. You see that when you come into Shabbos, that Malachim greet you and they escort you into your home into Shabbos Kodesh. Like we found by Yaakov Avinu that when he was leaving and coming into Eretz Yisrael, so the Malachim, which were coming into Eretz Yisrael, that they left, and the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz welcomed him out. And vice versa, when he would leave, Chutz La'aretz and come to Eretz Yisrael, so the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael would come and accompany him. But the Malachim for Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael are different Malachim. The same thing is true with Shabbos. That's what the Sfarim say. You say, Shalom Aleichem Malachi Yasharis. You welcome these malachim because these are malachim of Shabbos. And there's some tzaddikim that they don't say tzeis chum l'shalom. Because why would you want to send away the malachim? Well, you want to keep them here. And these are the Shabbos malachim. Some say that no, when you say tzeis chum l'shalom, you're saying tzeis chum l'shalom now so that when Shabbos leaves, you're wishing them with tzeis chum l'shalom. Which means to say that there's different malachim. There's malachim for the week and there's malachim for Shabbos. So it makes sense that here you have Avraham Avinu. Hey, he's having Sudas Malav Malka, right? And new Malachim are coming in. So it's a remnant of the fact that just like Malachim came in from the beginning of Shabbos, so too, new Malachim are coming down by the end of Shabbos. So this inyan, that hot water is supposed to be refuah, or bechla, that the whole seder of Malav Malka is man of refuah. That's what the Sfarim say, that there are big refuahs in Yeshua's which go on with Malav Malka. There's lots of ma'isim et tzaddikim about Malav Malka. So here, right, who needed a refuah by this Maisa? Avram needed a refuah, because he just had a bris milah. So I said that's why he was involved in Malava Malka, in order to have refuah. But also Sarah needed refuah, because Sarah needed to become pregnant. So the fact she couldn't have children was the fact that she wasn't well. Right? So these malachim are coming, and Dafka, by Malava Malka, is in Malava Malka, you see from Malava Malka, from the fact that Avram had a complete refuah for his bris, and from the fact that Sarah had a refuah to have children, you see what the Sfarim say, that Malava Malka has the koyach of what's called Pekida Sakaras, to make it that women who are barren can have children. People who are sick, who need refuahs can have refuahs. You see that from Mamash from this. That if the Torah is speaking about Malava Malka in such terms, that means Malava Malka is a huge time for refuahs and yeshuas. There's a machlekes by tzaddikim. I don't say it's a machlekes, but although every Suda on Shabbos, there's an inyan to have basar, there was some tzaddikim that when it came to Malava Malka, they had milchiks. Most had fleishiks because it's Suda Shabbos, but some had milchiks. It's interesting, why would you have milchiks? So milchiks has a shaykhis to David HaMelech. Where else do we find David HaMelech and milchiks?
Shavuos.
Right? Shavuos is the yahrzeit of David HaMelech, and there's an inyan to have milchiks. Has to do with the whole Indian of what Chazal say, that dam necha v'nasa cholov, that dam has an ability to turn into cholov. That when a woman, when she gives birth and then she has to nurse her child, so the blood turns into milk. And that's the whole Indian of Shabbos, because Shabbos is considered to be a leida. Shabbos is considered a birth. That means to say that all the dam refers to the nefesh, and all the bad tigers which a person has, which is called dam, Shabbos is the koyach to turn all of that dam into cholov. So the tzaddikim by Motzei Shabbos, that since there's an inyan of hashpa going down into the week, all the shef is coming down, and shef is called chalav. So there's a remez to have chalav on Motzei Shabbos, as if to say that after this leida that Shabbos gives, that there's a rebirth on Motzei Shabbos, so there's an inyan to have chalav. So therefore, some tzaddikim had chalav, and some tzaddikim had basar. Most tzaddikim had basar. So you see remez also from the parsha, when the malachim came, and Avraham wanted to serve them. So what did he serve them? Serve them tongue and also milk. Serve them basar v'chalav. Serve them both. That's what Chazal say, that Hashem was already preparing here for Kabbalah Satorah, because Chazal tell us that when Hashem was giving the Torah to Bnei to Klal Yisrael, so the Malachim came and they said, what's going on over here? How can you give the Torah to man? So it says that Hashem turned Moshe's face into the face of Avram. I say, see this man's face? And he says, don't you have a karas hatov for him? He fed you. So the Mefarshim point out that what was the whole shak levitaya here? So the Sfarim say that what Hashem was telling them is that you're not worthy to keep the Torah. And why? Because you went to Avram's house and you're over in Basa, you ate Basa b'chalav. That's why we have on Shavuos there's a minhag to eat Basa b'chalav. But you have to be mafsik. You have a suda of Basa, then you break, and then you have Chalav. Is this to show that what clinched Klal Yisrael's receiving the Torah was the fact that already hundreds of years earlier Hashem was already preparing the giving of Torah through the mitzvah of Basa b'chalav. And that's considered to be the avenue which Klal Yisrael received Torah. So Mamela, since Avram fed them basar v'chalav on Motzei Shabbos, that's why you have by tzaddikim that there were some who had basar, some who had chalav, because they both have their roots in the original Sudas from Lavamaka, which Mamash is in the sixth Pasha, which is Vayir. What's interesting is that the Sfarim say, the Sfarim don't say what I'm about to tell you, but they say the following inyan, that first of all, we know Shabbos is called Bris Mila. But although Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, it's really the eighth day. It's that the Kedusha of the eight comes down into seven, and that's considered to be that the Malam in the Teva comes down into seven, which is considered to be Teva. And so Shabbos is really the Bechin of Shmini. That's why the Shlach Kaddish says that it's mutter to cry on Shabbos when you're doing tshuva. Because he says that there's a cloud that tshuva is called Mila, because the Torah says, Umal Hashem Elokecha Slevavcha, that you're supposed to do Mila on your heart. And the halacha is that Mila is Docha Shabbos. So when you want to do tshuva on Shabbos, and Shabbos is from the word tshuva, so you can even cry because Mila is Docha Shabbos. So Shabbos is called Mila. The Shabbos is the eighth day. Shabbos is Bechin of Shmini. So since Shabbos is in and in of Mila, so the reason why Avram Avinu was having Sudas Malava Malka after Bris Mila is because it could be that it really maybe was not Mamash Motzei Shabbos. But since they were coming to greet him after his Bris Mila, and Bris Mila is called Shabbos, so the Suda which comes after Bris Mila is like a Bechin of Motzei Shabbos. That's a remez also to Bechin, to the Indian of Malava Malka. And from here, it says that the Malachim go to stone. And what happens in stone? It says everything is destroyed except for Lot and his family. So there's also a remnant to Malava Malka, because the Indian of Malava Malka is that Shabbos and Indian of Malava Malka is that stone refers to the whole Indian of all the corruption of a person, all the bad midos, everything which should be destroyed. So through Shabbos Kodesh, it's able to wipe all that away. But not every single part of a person, except one nekuda, which is called nekudas lot. And eventually from lot comes Rus, and from Rus comes David. And from David comes Mashiach. So you see that, how did this happen? It must have been the schus that Avraham Avinu was keeping Malav Malka, which is the whole inyan of David Melech Yisrael Chavikayam. So the reason why immediately after Avraham Avinu is having some Lav Malka, Lot is saved, is because it was goofing the schus of keeping the Sudas David, that the Nesham of David was saved. Because that the Kudas Mashiach, which is from Tchias Amazon, which is that loose bone, which everything will sprout from, that's preserved by Malav Malka. It's brought down, even Chazal tell us, that the entire Beis HaMikdash was destroyed except for the Koisam HaRavi. So that's why I'm saying, why was Koisam HaRavi not destroyed? So I say, even though David HaMelech wasn't given permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, it was only given to Shlomo, his son, that's why I'm saying that David HaMelech was allowed to build the Koisam. It's the only wall David built, and since anything that David does is eternal, Mela the Koisam can never fall. That's what it says. So Mela, there's an akuda called David inside an every Jew, which can never be destroyed. That even though everything around you, like Stoim, is completely being destroyed, there's an akuda's David, which never sees destruction, which is the Bechina the Koisam HaRavi, which will stand forever within a Jew. And that Nekudas Mashiach is what comes out by Malav Malka, which a person takes into the week. That's why Stom, as Veshitiva, Sudas David Malka. Stom. Sudas David Malka. Because it's a whole remez following Avram Suda with the Malachim to come into this whole sugya of Stom from where that Nekuda of David and Malach reveals itself. That's why Avram Avinu, it says that he was Malav then. He was Malava them at this time. But since the whole Indian is Malava Malka, it's to be Malava. So Mamela, the whole Shaykhis, we see the whole Indian of Leviah by Avraham Avinu with these Malachim as a Shaykhis to sue this Malava Malka. I'll just share one mice also. Marelia Navi. It says, Rav Shalom Kamaker's yard site is this week. It's in Chav Chezra. Rav Shalom Kamaker was a Talmud of the Rav Shetzer, he was Mishamish, many tzaddikim, him and the Tzanzarov, the Devi Chaim, were Yedidei Nefesh. He was a very big guy, the Shalom Kamka. We have Torahs from him, and the Torahs which he has, Mamish, Gidlui and Mamish. There's a Maisa here, it says over here, the Shalom Kamka was once walking in the street, and he passed a stranger, and he said, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? And I said the Jew didn't want to tell him who he was. Well, what does it matter to you? Who cares who I am? So he says, who cares who you are? He said, I'll tell you why it matters. He says, because we say in davening, Va'ata kadosh yoshiv tehilos Yisrael Hashem, you sit on the tehilos, on the shavach, on the songs of Klaisa. So what does it mean, yoshiv, that you sit on the songs of Klaisa? Ata yoshiv tehilos Yisrael. So he says, for example, if a person has a parnasa, right? People say that he's sitting on this much money. He's sitting on this money. So you say a person who, let's say, is an Av Bezin. So you said that he sits on the throne of the Rabbanas. So he says, what does Hashem sit on? Hashem sits on the Tfilas of Klai Yisrael. So this is Hashem's Asik. Hashem's Asik is that he's Isaac in Tfilas Yisrael. So he said, if a Jew sees another Jew, and he hasn't seen him for a long time, and he sees him and he says, oh, Baruch Hashem that I see you. It's so good to see you. So he says that when you say Baruch Hashem that it's so nice to see you, so he says, Hashem has nachas from that when Jews see each other. So he says, therefore, Lachin Tayyib Lahakir Kalish Yehudi. Because since when you see another Jew who you know, you'll say Baruch Hashem, it's so good to see you, and that's called Shevach Hashem. Hashem sits on that. And Hashem has nachas when you didn't know each other and they see each other and they say, oh, it's so good to see you. So he said, so the Yid turns to him and he says, Da'ak ya'ani Elyonavi. So I'm Elyonavi. He says, V'shamati b'shamayim, I heard in Shamayim, M'shavchim v'fayim z'vrach elu. I heard in Shamayim, they're praising this vort of yours. Exactly what he said. So this is such a sweet vort. I came down to hear this vort from you. So he said, such a sweet tire. So it's a ma'aser Elyonavi and Motzei Shabbos, all Inyan Elyonavi, but it's just Elyonavi, all Inyan is Veheishtei Vavas Albanim, that to bring Yidden together, should be Nachas and Klai Yisrael, to know that how much Nachas Ruach Hashem has, that for Yidden, that they should know each other. It's just to come here now, just to meet other Yidden, to sit together with other Yidden. It's tremendous nachas ruach for Hashem Yisbarach, especially at a time that most people on Motzei Shabbos are doing their things which they're doing things which Yidden shouldn't be doing on Chas v'Shalom many places. But it's an extra simcha that Hashem has, that when a person says, "I'm dedicating a Motzei Shabbos to Malav Malka," despite, you know, after Shabbos there's a big rush, the Satan makes everybody to go do things because Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, it's very hard for people to hold on to, and I'm ready. Once it goes away, people are running to come together, to sit together, to sing together, to share the Beit Torah and Sipuri Tzadikim. So it should be a schos for us, and for us, a klai sol, should be zeichet to greet El Yonavi, together with Shech Tekeinu, Mehevim Eino, Amen.
Amen.